Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Team USA comes away with a 1-1 tie in their first game
against
Wales.
What does it all mean?
It means that in this first part of the tournament, you have to play your entire group. Mm-hmm. So you have three games to play. They play Wales, who stinks. They play Iran, who's not good. And they play England, who's great. So they get a draw with Wales, means they absolutely have to beat Iran. And then they're going to lose to England, right? So that's all you got to do now is try to blow out Iran the best way you can and see if you get the numbers working.
And England beat Iran today 6-2.
England was putting up them goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So they missed the extra point is what you're saying.
King Charles and them boys.
All right, it's time for the Big Blue Report on 98.7 ESPN. It's driven by Ramsey Maz. It wasn't a pretty game for the Giants yesterday. They didn't play well. You know, a lot of people looked at the Lions and said, well, they should beat the Lions. It's a trap game. No, the Lions are just as good as the Giants. I'm sorry. Lions have won three in a row. They have a really, really good offense. And they sold out to stop Saquon Barkley. And they did. And when you stop Saquon Barkley, that forces Daniel Jones to throw the ball. Now, Daniel Jones had not thrown an interception since week three. Had 153 passes without an INT. That was the longest active streak in the NFL. But he had two interceptions yesterday. He won six straight starts between interceptions, tying Phil Simms, who did it twice, and Fran Tarkenton for the most consecutive starts without an interception by a Giant quarterback since 1950. But when you're forced to throw, all of a sudden, you can see because since week three, the Giants have been a running team.
And the scary thing is, I believe Detroit was like the worst defense against the run.
29th.
And they sold out to stop it and could still stop it.
Yep.
Now, Carl Banks made some interesting points on social media last night about these run-pass options, that they've got to be a little bit more creative with Jones and not rely so much on Saquon. Michael, there were times just like there was no hope. And it wasn't even just Saquon's fault. It's like he's getting tackled in the backfield. There was just no chance of doing anything. You found yourself in second and third and long all day, and you get into these obvious passing situations. Now Robinson's out. They keep losing wide receivers, Michael. So I don't think they're going to win another game.
Now, that's strong.
I was not happy with this team. You heard me last week. I wasn't happy with the Houston win. They let the Texans hang around. Texans, the worst team in the NFL. Let that team hang around. And now you look at the schedule. They win in Thursday. Then they come back to take on the Commanders. The Commanders, they're winning. They took care of business against Houston. They're getting Chase Young back. He's been activated. Just only going to make a very good defense even better.
And you said it.
So I went in to the Lions game saying they need 9 wins to get to the playoffs. They've got 7. I think they need at least 9. And we figured the Detroit game and the Colt game would be their 2 to get them 9. Well, now they missed out on the Detroit game. Now you look at the Colts. You know, it's amazing what Jeff Saturday's been able to do, whether it's him or the assistants, I don't know. But they won their first game against the Raiders. Well, it's only the Raiders. They came within a whisker of beating the Eagles. They lost to them by a point. You tell me, other than the Colt game, guys, what game the Giants will be favored the rest of the way?
Probably none of them.
Because if they get blown out by the Cowboys and the Commanders take care of business, who are they playing again?
Atlanta.
Giants are going to be a 2 or 3 point dog. They were only, what, a 3 point favorite at home against the Lions, who were a 3-win team? So is it that crazy to say I don't think they're going to win another game? Now, that's okay, because the Giants made the statement at the deadline it's not about this year. So the Giants are kind of doing it with mirrors. I was proud of them. I was happy with them. They were very exceptionally well coached. But I think this second half is going to bring them back down to earth, and I don't think they're making the playoffs.
Now, you talk about exceptionally well coached. They had a lot of penalties yesterday. They made a lot of mistakes.
No, you're right. Listen, I say well coached because it seems like they always give themselves a chance to win. That's why I didn't want to say what I felt going into the Lions game, because I felt like they'd do enough to beat the Lions and beat the Colts and get to the playoffs, but now I just don't know if there's enough to do. I think the blueprint has been set. Sell out against the run. Their wide receivers are dropping left and right. I just don't feel great about this second half of the season. And looking at the Jets, you know, with a lot of the tiebreakers not going their way, lost to Baltimore, lost to Cincinnati, now they lost both games to New Orleans.
New England, Michael.
I'm looking at this. I joked about it at the beginning of the show. The day football died in New York. I don't think either of these teams are making the playoffs.
Now, we've given such love to Dable, and one thing that I think really has to be spoken about is the chance that he took by having Adoree Jackson returning kicks or returning punts.
Right.
So that was after Richie James had the two fumbles against Seattle. So you take a guy like Adoree Jackson, who's so important to you defensively, and you're taking a chance. And, you know, we told you in the first hour, the punt return that lost a game for the Jets, that's the only punt that's been returned for a touchdown all year in the NFL.
Crazy, right?
And you're taking a chance. And Adoree Jackson, not a great punt returner. He's just not. And, you know, Dable said, well, anybody could get hurt on any play, but you've got to play the odds. What's more important, your punt return game or the fact that Adoree Jackson's done such a great job in the defensive backfield? That's a big loss for them. He might be out 3 or 4 weeks.
You remember, and you know what it reminded me of, it's not apples to apples, but when the Giants had Jason Sehorn returning kickoffs and he got hurt in the preseason game against the Jets. Listen, you're trying to be creative, and I don't think it was really for it being dynamic to return punts. They wanted somebody who's going to hold on to the ball and not make mistakes. But you bring up a great point. They were sloppy in Seattle, but we just chalked it up to the Seahawks being a better team, and the game was in Seattle. And I didn't think they played a clean game against Houston. That's why they allowed the Texans to hang around. That's a one-win team, Michael. Let them hang around.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you said, the Lions are probably better than their record. We warned you that this is a team that could put a ton of offense up. And this defense was really disappointing yesterday. They couldn't tackle. And Michael, they gave up points at the end of the half thanks to the interception. And then at the start of the third quarter, they let the Lions go right down the field and score another touchdown. And really, at 28-6, the game is over. It felt like 21-6 it was over. You know, listen, they missed the extra point, but that's going to happen. The wind was crazy. But you know, this team has to play perfect football, guys, to win. And for the most part, they have this season. Certainly are not. Didn't do it on Sunday, and take a look at that schedule the rest of the way, guys. You tell me where they're getting two more wins.
I don't remember a weekend of New York football that has played out more obviously in many ways than this weekend.
What do you mean, obviously?
Meaning we all knew that the Jets-Pats game would be repug. No one thought that was going to be a good-looking game. We just hoped that the Jets would be able to come up with, you know, a 13-10 victory. So that game was as disgusting as we thought. And then the Giants, all three of us said last week, this was a perfect game for them to show their warts, and they did.
The one thing that I would disagree with what people were saying, though, this is not a trap game. They're not that good. You can't have a trap game unless you're a really good team.
Yeah, bad on them.
They got by on smoke and mirrors. And, you know, because they were well coached and they did great adjustments in the second half to get to that record. But to have a trap game, I mean, you should be ashamed of yourself if you looked at a trap game, because now they're injury ravaged with a 3-day turnaround before they have to go to Dallas for Thanksgiving. I mean, Dave Rothenberg just had his Thanksgiving ruined.
Well, you know, only ruined if he believed that this team was great.
And he might have gotten help. It might have helped him out. Actually.
So now he's not expecting.
Right.
Anthony? What did he say today?
Yeah, no, he said that he didn't think they were that good. So this wasn't really that surprising.
Okay. Because now going into Thanksgiving, I'll tell you right now, guys, there's a chance I'm running with Dallas favored by 9 on Thursday.
You're already giving away picks. You didn't have that great of a week.
But how did it affect me? Where am I at overall?
Your picks and move on.
So you know where it is?
Here's Brian Dable today talking about the injury update.
Some of these guys are still getting tests this morning. I will say with Wandell, he has an ACL.
So who was having a good game yesterday? Wandell Robinson?
Mm-hmm.
Out for the year. Now, Galladay made a catch yesterday, and they gave him a standing ovation.
Yeah, that was fun.
But he had two catches, so he matched his total for the year.
Wow, big day.
Now, if Robinson's not going to play, Don, and if you're Odell Beckham Jr., why are you signing with the Giants? What are you doing?
No, not now.
Why? Why wouldn't you go to Dallas?
Repug.
Because unless you want to be a savior.
They're going to meet with him after the Thanksgiving Day game? What if they get blown out by Dallas? Well, why would he want to? They, all of a sudden, they'd be 7-4 then.
The only way, because where's he going to go? The Rams are a mess.
He'd go to Dallas.
He'd go to Dallas, right? I guess he would go to Dallas. But Dallas, he's going to be one of many weapons that they have. Does he want to be a savior with the Giants? Try to save their season, and he'll be the number one guy. He'll get targeted 10 times a game at least. They don't have anybody else. So is that like his appetite? Where I want to get the ball? Do I want to go to Dallas, where I've got a chance to win, but I'm going to be a passenger like I was with the Rams, where there's going to be other players that are going to get the ball? Great running game, good quarterback, but other people are going to be targeted more than me. Or do I go to the Giants, where it's 2016 all over again, and it's just Jones throwing to Odell 12 times a game? Is that attractive to him?
Well, I guess because he already has a Super Bowl, maybe that's not the be-all, end-all. I don't know. If that's not the be-all, end-all, then you know.
Well, because he's already done that, right? He went to the Rams where he had to play a secondary or tertiary role and won a ring. Does he want to go to Dallas and do the same thing? Or does he want to go someplace where he can really build up his numbers and make a case to get a big contract? Because, I don't know if anybody... Is anybody giving him more than just to play out the rest of this year as an audition? Or is somebody going to give him more than this year?
I think you have to give him more than this year.
It depends on how many other teams are interested and what they're willing to give him.
That's going to be the thing that pushes him to one team or another. What if he blows out his leg and you just give him like these last 6 weeks, 7 weeks? He wants to have some backup.
Yeah, but also the team that's signing him saying, well, what if you blow out your knee and then I don't want to have another year. I don't have to give you money to do nothing.
Right.
Now, obviously, in the NFL, you're not going to take the cap hit because these contracts aren't guaranteed. And I can't imagine he's going to get that much guaranteed money. But is it just going to be a glorified audition to then get the big payday? If he's got, obviously, Michael, if he gets an option, somebody gives him a two-year contract, he's going to go there. But if everybody's just willing to audition him for the second half of the season, do the Giants have a chance? I can't get inside his head. I don't know.
Well, that's the Big Blue Report brought to you by Two by London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget at any of their 6 area locations. Let's go to the phones. Let's see if Tessa and Wes Caldwell is concerned. Tessa, what are you thinking?
No, I'm definitely concerned. I definitely bashed my head against the wall like 7 times. Definitely concerned. The panic button is out. I'm trying not to push it, but I think I'm going to have to push it. We are decimated with injuries right now. We already was taking people from the practice squad every other week. I don't even think we got nobody left, guys. I don't think we have anybody left. So it's just almost, I'm not going to say I'm embarrassed, but I'm just like, it's just not fair. Like, we're going to probably get blown out on Thursday. I'm not saying we was the best team, but we were doing great. We were doing good for what we were working with. Now we don't even have anything to work with. You understand what I'm saying? They're going to do the same exact thing that the Lions did. They're going to bottle Saquon up and force Daniel to throw. They're going to do the same thing. And as you see, he gets panicked sometimes, and that's when the mistakes come.
When he threw
the first interception, I was scared.
Let me spin positive for you, Tessa. I was thinking about this. If this turns out to be a miserable second half of the season, it's going to be because of the injuries and they're not that good to begin with. Maybe you get Saquon and Jones at a cheaper rate than you thought you were going to get them at, had this team won 11, 12 games and made the playoffs. Because really, as you said, their second half is going to be bad because they're not that great to begin with and so decimated by injuries. Then maybe you get Saquon at a cheaper rate. Maybe you get Jones at a cheaper rate. Does that make you feel a little bit better about the future?
It does, but I'm going to be really honest with you. I feel, Don, we can still get the 9. I really feel like we'll pull it out with the Colts, and I feel like the Commanders at least one time will beat them. I feel like we will. So I think we can still get the 9 wins, but that does make me feel better. But my thought process is this. Like, everybody's hurt. So in my mind, like, what kind of game plan are they coming up with? Listen, I'm like Peter. When Peter said that day if he would have won, that would have been the best thing. If we miraculously somehow win this game Thursday, I swear to you guys not, this will be my Super Bowl, my Christmas gift, my birthday gift. This will be everything in the whole world. So, like, what kind of game plan can they come up with when we are decimated right now? They about to pull guys from the practice squad that has probably never even caught a ball from Daniel Jones. So you're right. I'm not trying to make excuses, but no, we have valid excuses for Thursday. We have no one. They're going to bottle up Saquon. The box is going to be packed. Daniel's going to have to throw. So I'm very nervous about Thursday. I just don't want to be embarrassed by the Vikings, but you never could depend on Kirk Cousins, guys. You never can. Peter know what I'm talking about. I knew they was going to lose. You never can depend on him.
I tried to tell Bear that.
Yeah, he didn't listen.
No.
He didn't listen.
He said that game was over when it started. The turning point was the kickoff.
And then that's what Bears should have been wiser to, was that you knew Minnesota gotten lucky a few times.
But Bear's usually very bright. Why would Bear ignore that?
It was just all the years of him watching me root for Cousins. He feels an affinity.
I think Rocky's made Bear dumb.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Rocky knows nothing about football, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Nothing. So
probably neither does Miss Hatton, right?
Football, not so much.
Right, she gets that from
Rocky. She knows one thing.
What's that?
She loves Taylor Heineke. Heineke guy.
That, by the way, is a big blue report. I close it out with the wrong read.
What happened?
Yeah, because there's two big blue reports, and I opened with one read, and I close it with the second. That's what happens the second 20 years. It's driven by Ramsey Mazda. It's the experience of driving a new Mazda and buying a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Now it's time for what everybody's been waiting for, the Michael K. Show Pro Pick, sponsored by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. We all stunk to high heaven. We're awful. It's not good. It's not what you want.
I'm mad.
Why are you mad?
Go ahead. Take us through it, Don.
Talk it out.
It's not anybody's fault, but I was really trying to use up all the time on Friday to decide on my picks.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And then, let's do the picks here.
Right, Sauce.
30 minutes before.
Sauce was late.
I blame Sauce.
That's the one to blame.
And so I kind of rushed my Rams-Saints pick, but it's only the 1 point. But, God, I thought I had the Bills wrapped. I had five. Peter, I spent most of Sunday just hugging 5 points.
I know.
And I walked away with a point and a half.
Because the Jets were your two?
My Jets were my two.
Guarantee you, that was a lock. That was a lock. And so were the Bills.
Especially when folks missing field goals, I'm like, this is my day. This is the Jets' day. No.
I'm so sorry all of this happened.
It was tough on you, too.
It was all... Hey, listen, I'm not bragging.
You were very fortunate to get anything out of the Bears foul.
Very fortunate. I got a push. So I got point. Michael, that was my 2-point pick.
You and I are not terrible, by the way. Our records.
Well, you are 19-13-1.
That's pretty solid.
37.5 points. I'm 17-14-2.
Not bad. That's still winning money.
34 points. Don's horrendous. 15-16-2.
He's still in a range, though.
30.5 points. So I was 1-1-1 this week. Don was 0-2-1 this week, but he got a point and a half because his 3-pointer pushed. And Rosenberg was 1-2.
With the 2-pointer.
He got his 2-pointer.
Thanks to the old commandos.
And Aaron Boone got the win, so he's 7-4.
He's been... So we're still getting people money. Don's the only one right now not giving you money.
What's the percentage you want to work at? Like, what, 55%?
Yeah, you want to get to 55%.
I could still get there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
I mean, listen,
I don't know.
He's a bad guy.
But why am I a bad guy?
You are a bad guy.
Truth teller.
Well, no, we don't know if it's the truth or not.
I spit the truth. That's what I do.
You're spitting the prediction. We'll find out if it's true.
Let me see what the line is.
Now, are you guys going to be gutsy enough to get all of your picks out of the way on Thanksgiving? Or will you? Because I avoid Thanksgiving because it's one of my favorite holidays.
I might punish myself and pick all three games.
Really?
Yeah.
And then not worry about it on Sunday.
Here's what we're looking at. Up at 12:30, we got the Bills staying in Detroit against the Lions.
It's a good game now.
The Bills saved that, though.
That's a big Hello Friends vehicle.
Yeah. Oh, you're giving the announcers already.
I mean, I can just look at them and know.
Well, you don't know because they may change things up.
No.
Do you know that's a CBS game?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you knew it was in it.
Buffalo. Wow. We're all going to... Listen, we may all be suckers. I guarantee all three of us go, I'm taking the Lions. Buffalo's at Detroit. -9? That's a big number at Detroit right now. No.
Mm-hmm. That is a number. That is a big number.
I'm not going to tip my hand. Please, what's the other?
Then we go to Dallas at 4:30, which would be a Kevin Burkhart vehicle, along with Greg Olsen. And that is a Dallas 9-point vehicle, favored by 9.
It feels like it should be higher. Doesn't it?
Right now, at this moment. But you never know. You turn on the game, first drive, they move down the field, Saquon gets a 50-yard touchdown, and you feel different.
Right, it's 16-0.
And then all of a sudden, boom, you're up 16, right. Then at 8:20.
I love this next game.
I got to tell you.
It's intriguing.
They're all actually somewhat fun games.
Right, because the Lions are better than they've been on most Thanksgiving.
At least offensively, the Lions could play.
Aiden Hutchinson could play.
We're not getting a David Blow production.
Right.
I got to tell you, I might make my picks today.
Yeah.
Then at 8:20, Pats at the Vikings. Vikings are -3. And I'll just tell you right now, love the Vikings to bounce back at home. Love it. Couldn't love it more.
I know
what did they do at home yesterday?
Hmm?
What did they do at home yesterday?
That wasn't home.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
It was in Minnesota.
You sure?
Oh, I'm positive, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was working. You're sure?
I'm certain. Oh, yeah. Well, because you kept seeing the Cowboys run into a purple end zone.
Unless people are on LSD, that means they were in Minnesota.
I thought it was a Barney. Peter experimental drugs does experimental drugs on Sunday.
I was at ComplexCon. After the early games, I had to work. So I was in L.A. You know, Don loved the 10 a.m. Listen, Don,
so good.
I watched the first half in my hotel room. Second half at a beautiful Yard House restaurant where I was eating a delicious cheeseburger and sweet potato
fries. Is that
fries.
The Yard House near the Staples Center? Or what
no,
used
it
to
is
be?
Not.
Okay.
But I love that Yard House.
Right.
This was the Yard House in Long Beach, right on
Have
the water
they changed
in Long Beach.
The name of the Staples Center? Because it was FTX.
It's crypto.com.
Oh, it's crypto. Okay. That'll go soon.
That's where the Rangers are tomorrow.
At crypto?
Yeah.
And I spent the second half eating lunch. And then it's 1 o'clock, and I had to go do stuff, but I'd already got my game in. It was tremendous.
Now, we're supposed to get Robert Saleh on at 4:30, so let me give you the situation. So Zach Rosenblatt, who covers the Jets for The Athletic, said Robert Saleh was scheduled to speak to the media at 3:15.
Hmm.
It's 4:17. He still hasn't talked yet due to, quote, meetings, and he said, unusual.
All right,
now it's getting unusual. It's getting something.
It's malfeasance.
Ooh.
If something's not going on here?
If there isn't an explanation of something major. Like, this, you're over an hour late. It's not like they call you at home and say, listen, we've rescheduled the meeting for 4:15. Those guys have been sitting there for an hour. So you're going to make them wait. It better be for something
otherwise,
I was stuck in traffic.
Right.
You know what my prediction is?
Malfeasance?
They announce that they are signing the 68-year-old Steve DeBerg to come in and play the next week.
He would have won yesterday.
He would have won yesterday. I take DeBerg at 68.
And you know what? Mark Sanchez looks like he's in great shape.
You know what?
Still a very young man.
Yeah. Rex would be all
they
over.
They could have signed Lady in Red, Chris DeBerg.
Lady in Red is dancing with me.
That's the Michael K. Show Pro Pick, sponsored by FanDuel. America's number one sportsbook. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports sportsbook partner of the NFL.
It's where I want to be.
You don't know.
And I hardly know.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
I am going to ask Peter a question. It has the potential to make me seem really old and out of touch. So we had Sauce Gardner on the 20th anniversary show on Friday. And he's sitting next to me,
mm-hmm.
and he's got a grill in it on his teeth, all diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was going to ask Sauce this, but I thought if I ask him, it could be disrespectful. Maybe I'm not on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a grill like that, do you eat with that in your mouth?
No.
So you take it out.
Correct.
So you just put the grill in as show when mm-hmm. you're walking around.
Unless you go to the point where some people
right.
are crazy and have them completely put in permanently.
So like some people glued to their teeth.
Or replace their teeth with gold teeth.
I'm going to need a name. Who did that?
I couldn't give you a good example. But in the case of something like...
Excuse me.
In the case of something like Sauce... Those grills, you just put in like a retainer.
Right.
And then when it's time to eat, you take them out and put them in a napkin. I've talked to many a person who has thrown away their $10,000 grill before.
So that's about 10 grand of diamonds.
I don't know what his specifically was.
They look like real
diamonds.
It
was all diamonds. Yeah. It was very shiny. Yeah, he probably spent 10
grand.
Do
you think it would be over the top if I started to dabble in using a grill?
I think it would be interesting.
Right.
It would really surprise people.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Can you imagine that? Welcome to the Yankees. Welcome to Yankees baseball. And Michael
big
just
smile.
Big smile shining.
Right. And O'Neill sees it for the first time on live TV.
I would love that. But yeah, that's my you do take them out though.
Okay.
You can't
I'm good,
eat.
By the way.
You
the
don't
grill?
Want a grill?
No. The whole thing is silly.
Yeah, I've never understood. I'll be honest, I don't get the grill thing, really.
Kanye had a comment once. I forget who was telling the story. I think it might have been Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
It was Dave Chappelle. Kanye, there were a bunch of rappers hanging out, and Dave Chappelle was there, and all the rappers had a lot of gold chains and diamonds, and Kanye didn't wear anything.
Oh, no, I heard this.
Whole and
thing.
He said...
It was in the thing.
In what thing?
It was in his SNL.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
He said millionaires have to show their wealth in diamonds. He said billionaires don't.
Right.
And then Dave Chappelle said, you got to show now.
I guess you got to put it on now.
Which makes a lot of sense. Why are you showing all that? I don't get. Did you see Micah Parsons walking off the field yesterday?
No.
He had on like 8 chains. I don't know how he stood up.
Wait.
Heavy. Hey, 8 chains with a big, big... But logo emblem on it.
He put it on after the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he wasn't playing with it.
No, you can't.
Because baseball players play with an obscene amount of jewelry.
Right.
It's like year by year now, it's almost like you would say, what, 75% of them?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think it's that high. Everybody's wearing them.
Now, speaking of baseball, I don't know if you saw this. I hope you did. And I know it's terrible. I'm not advocating for it. But they're playing baseball in the Dominican. And a guy hits a home run. And really, the P word ends with a P too. I am in the middle.
Right. Okay.
Really, like, swaggers it off. Like, okay. Carries the bat, big bat flip.
Okay.
And the pitcher's yelling at him. Well, as he's rounding first base, as Drubal Cabrera, the former big leaguer, is on the other team... And just drops the guy with a roundhouse left hand.
Oh, I got to see this.
And the place goes, there's a brawl like you wouldn't believe. So here's what I would say to the people. I'll let the kids have fun. Well, the kids don't want the other kids to have fun. The other players don't like it when you show them up. So you can say have as much fun as you want, but this is what's going to happen in a big league game. You're going to do it to the wrong team one time. As Drubal Cabrera, I mean, hit him about as hard as you could hit him, and the guy dropped down as if he was hit by Ernie Shavers.
I'm
watching it right now.
Where do you find it, Don?
I just looked up as Drubal Cabrera on Twitter.
How do you spell his first name again?
ASDRUBAL.
Okay.
Oh, well, it's
a clothesline.
He connected him with the forearm. He missed his...
We knocked him out.
He hit him with his forearm, but he was, you know, walking towards him, and so one was going one way, one was going the other. He missed with his fist, otherwise I think he might have killed him.
He might have killed him.
But he got him with a forearm, but he dropped him.
And I'm just saying, everybody, you could say let the kids have fun. The kids don't want the other kids to have fun. They don't like it. It's insulting. It's showing them up. And I love the defense of it. Well, they're not showing it up. They're just celebrating. No, you're showing up the competition. You're showing up your opponent. when you do something. I'm not the old guy in the yard. Listen, do what you want to do, but it's the other players that don't want you to do it.
I'll tell you what, though, that is a gutless move by Cabrera. He wasn't even looking at him. You got to go at least square him up, don't you?
No, I think you want to catch him without looking, so this way you don't get hit.
But that's weak, though.
That's so of course weak. It's weak. That's a gutless move. Like, you're mad. I just don't understand it. You're mad the person's styling on you.
Right.
You just gave up a dinger. It is what it is.
Yeah, but okay. But you can, like, so you don't have to stand with the bat like the Statue of Liberty and then throw,
by the way, Don,
showing up the pitcher.
Did you think it was that? I didn't think it was that aggressive.
Well, I mean, there's worse things.
He waited a second and then just chucked it. I actually really enjoyed the bat.
No, it wasn't the worst bat flip I ever seen.
No.
And it wasn't like Cabrera gave up the home run.
No, where did he come from, his teammate. Too?
Well, you can get in his face. I mean, but you stand him up. Go square up. You don't sucker punch him. Even in hockey, when you're going to fight somebody, you don't sucker punch him. You say, let's go, and then you fight.
You know what's interesting?
What's that?
I think it was his own player that pushed him down, though. That pushed him away. Like, hold on. I'm watching. I think it was another player in the white jersey, which is Cabrera's team.
Pushed Cabrera away?
Who pushed Cabrera. Cabrera throws the punch. And then a guy in white runs up behind him and pushes him to the ground. I mean, I wonder if he was just trying to break it up.
Maybe.
Oh, that is awful, though, man. The guy looks... You're right, Don. If he doesn't miss a little bit and catch him with the forearm...
Then it's Kermit Washington and Rudy Tomjanovich.
It's... Woof.
All right, let's go to Adam in the car. He has a question for Don.
Adam? Hey, Don, Mike, Peter. Hey, guys. What's going on? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's up?
Calls for Don. Don, I'm on my way right now to the Prudential Center because I want to go see Connor McDavid end this streak. I'm tired of the Devils winning. Now, listen, your ice pick last week was ice cold. Who do you got? What's your puck line? What's your anytime score?
Let's well, you say ice cold. They won in overtime, so I came close to winning. You know what? Do we have a number? Do you have anything for me, Anthony? I'll say since you want to see Connor McDavid end this streak, show me something. Bet the Oilers. But I want to give you a number. Do we have a number, Anthony? We don't have anything. I got to look it up on my phone. I will get it for you within the next few minutes, and I'll say bet the Oilers. Oilers right, plus 130. No, you got to go. Bet the Oilers on the money line plus 130.
All right, and one more thing. Listen, I love
Ice Picks. Ice Picks. Ice Picks. Ice Picks.
Go ahead. Say it again.
Go ahead, Adam.
No, I love, my kids are in the car. They love when you play that. Sam Rosen, I love Sam Rosen. But listen, Bob Schusen is crushing that ESPN hockey night. He is. I cannot believe how good he's doing. Now I'm a Jets fan. He is crushing.
No, he's very.
The NHL
I told him. He did a great job. He was on Oilers, Calgary last year. He is outstanding at hockey. Honestly, I mean, I don't want to cause any trouble because I'm a big Sean McDonough fan. But Bob should be the number one guy.
Oh, my, that's causing trouble, Peter.
Don.
No, his there. Energy. Listen, I saw Bob call figure skating for ESPN and had me captivated. He is outstanding. Bob should be the number one guy in NHL. And that's coming from a Sean McDonough fan.
And Don mentioned it earlier. Officially, from my friend J.P. Finley in Washington, Chase Young, active roster. For the Washington.
Well, how about this? Since the Jets are facing the Bears.
Bears
coach Matt Eberflus.
That's a tough last name.
Said Justin Fields is day to day.
My God.
But would not rule out the possibility of his injury being season ending.
Wait, what?
How could you be day to day and possibly miss the rest of the year?
I guess they're waiting on some sort of MRI. That's either going to confirm that he'll be okay or that it's going to be done. So I guess it's a confirm. Is it a contusion? Is it a tear? What else could it be? How can an injury be that up in the air? Might be able to play Sunday, might be out for the year. Who's their backup?
I think it's Jim McMahon.
That's not true.
Mike Tomczak.
He can't get referenced twice in 1 week. He just can't.
When was he?
I've referenced Tomczak like 3 days ago. Remember?
All right, who's another Bear? Oh, Michael's favorite, Bobby Douglas.
It's the great Trevor Siemian. backing up Justin Fields.
He can win
Fields.
You a game.
He can win you a game.
I mean, can win you a game if the Jets get 2 yards in the second half.
That's right.
All right, so Jeremy McNamee said, for a progressive guy, Michael Kay goes full-on boomer by continuing to okay pitchers fighting and throwing baseballs at batters who enjoy their home runs. That's not what I did.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that...
It just shows that they obviously don't like
it. They don't like it. I don't care what they do. I mean, again, they could do cartwheels around the bases. I don't give a crap. I'm just telling you, everybody thinks it's okay with the other players. It's not. The fact that they let it go on, they're seething about it. They do not like it.
That's the point.
You think that Gerrit Cole liked when Naylor went around the bases... I'm rocking a baby? You think he liked that?
No.
So it's not me advocating throwing at it. I'm telling you,
they
you all
like
have
it.
To get the players together and make them sure that they like it.
Let's be honest, Michael. What Cabrera did is assault.
Yeah.
All right? And that was because he didn't like the bat flip. And as Peter said, it wasn't the most egregious bat flip. I thought he was going to, like, you know, do a cartwheel or something.
People just hear what they want to hear. They don't hear the brilliant use of my English language. They don't get it. Not what I said. A couple of people are sending me videos that Asdrubal Cabrera was quite the styler too when he was at the Mets. Flipping bats.
Oh, there's a hypocrisy all over the place. Oh, he was flipping?
The man with ESPN said Lil Wayne is someone who permanently changed his teeth out for a grill.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen Wayne without. That's right.
Yeah.
That's a tough decision. Well, Wayne's already, you know. Wayne's not in any beauty contest starter.
Not only this, not only
I love
like
the guy.
The dunk contest, right? Not only the dunk contest, the loser should have to wear a grill for an entire show. The fake grill. We won't have to spend money on the dunk.
That's not that bad, though.
That's
to wear a grill for a show.
I would do that without any reason.
It would probably end with Michael saying, you know, he actually looks fantastic.
Yeah, if you said, Don, wear this for the 4 o'clock hour. I go, okay. It'll be fun.
Yeah, just on a goof.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
All right, so the world is waiting on Robert Saleh.
It's got to be something now, seriously.
Yeah, because he usually meets the media at 3:15, then he'll come on with us at either 3:30 or 3:45, and that was blown away. He still hasn't met the media, and it's almost 5 o'clock.
And the media is there because the players have already met with the media. So, like, the Ritzaminis of the world, they've already gone in the locker room, talked to the players. So then they go into that little room where we've done shows with and wait for Robert Saleh to come out for his press conference, and they've been waiting there since probably 3:15, probably 3 o'clock.
Well, maybe the Jets want everybody to be out of the building, whatever Saleh says, what he has to say. They don't want any players around because players will hang around and work out and eat.
So it can't be just something. You know, we just had a meeting about, you know, what uniform we're going to wear at home for Darrell Revis Day.
No,
you know,
I can't see that.
This is
something.
Now, well, here's the indicator, guys, because I really believe that if you're gonna bench Wilson. I believe it should be for Flacco, but you have to put Flacco. You got to make him the number two starter, right? You get because
then you maybe
cause
then,
he
then,
hasn't even been dressing.
Then you almost make Zach Wilson the number three.
Yeah, so there's a lot of moving parts. Did they acquire a veteran quarterback? I can't imagine they did. It's after the deadline.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd have to pick up somebody off waivers or whatever,
or somebody who's retired.
It has to be something around a major announcement that Wilson is not going to play against the
Bears. Maybe the organization getting together and trying to get the framework of how he backs off what he said. There's no way, other than if he's injured, that I would remove Zach Wilson as the quarterback. Well, and maybe there's pressure now from above, way above. I want to make the playoffs.
But the easy answer is they got a call from Woody or Joe Douglas said something that changed Saleh's mind. But Saleh could always say, hey, it didn't cross my mind during the game to bench Wilson, but after watching the tape and analyzing what gives us the best chance to win against Chicago, or just evaluating the tape and said, this kid needs to sit and look. He can get up from changing his mind, Michael. All these coaches say, well, I got to look at the film. So he could say, I watched the film, and we all agreed that maybe Wilson's got to sit down. He doesn't have to apologize for what he said after the game. It didn't cross his mind to bench him during the game. Doesn't mean that on Monday we discussed it and decided that maybe it is time to bench him. It's two different things.
Yeah. Hey, in sports all the time, I change my mind. In politics, I change my mind. You could promise one thing and not come through with it. It's not the end of the world.
Well, listen, I mean, I'm sure it's possible that when they asked him yesterday, He really did it. He wasn't thinking about benching him. It wasn't something that crossed his mind. I'm sure today, though, what happened between now and then?
Maybe he got a real good whiff of the dog bleep that he spoke about.
Exactly. And now that Zach decided to make an A of himself in front of everybody, that makes you reassess the situation.
Well, because they're going to see. Because how I always give the coaches a break. How could you see on the sidelines? We've all sat on the sidelines for games or have had tickets fortunate enough. How much you can't see. Then he looks at the all-22s, like the way Dan Orlovsky broke it down today, and go, this guy doesn't know the playbook. I can't believe what he missed. And then say, well, my God, this is worse than I thought. Isn't that possible? The film is going to expose everybody that you don't see live.
Great point.
Here is our good buddy Greeny, who was nice enough to show up on Friday, talking about Zach Wilson.
This season has to end knowing whether or not Zach Wilson is your quarterback. And right now, he has dug himself an unimaginable hole. Because for whatever reason, he doesn't seem to get this. Kid, you stunk. You were startlingly bad. Unimaginably bad. There is a statistic trending right now that your offense averaged less than 3 inches per play in the second half. And I'm not 100% sure right now that kid gets how close he is to being a bust of biblical proportion. He is treading in Jamarcus Russell territory. He's a lot closer to that than he is to anything successful because he doesn't get it. For that kid to stand up there and say, no, I don't feel like I let the defense down today, because that's something that you say whether you mean it or not. This kid doesn't get it. He is on the clock.
Greeny was in such a good mood on Friday. He predicted the Jets would blow out the Patriots. He must be crushed today.
You got to feel for him.
He is a fan.
I'm watching the... I watched the game yesterday along with the Commanders at the same time. I'm now watching every Zach Wilson throw from yesterday. Guys, he really does. I mean, listen, none of us know how to really watch game tape the way football players do. But I'll tell you one thing. What a horrifying drop that was by Denzel Mims, by the way. When he finally did throw a beautiful pass down, it just literally bounces off Mims' fingertips.
Well, was that the one where he jumped?
Across the middle, jumped for no reason.
Why did you jump? They were talking about during the broadcast, like, why would you jump?
God, but then he shorts people. Why does he shorts people so often?
Well, that was his problem last year, where he just couldn't complete a screen pass. It seemed like the closer the receiver was, the harder it was for him to complete the pass. You ever play darts?
Mm-hmm. I'm not very good.
Try hitting the dart, or the bull, like a foot away. Like, you can't do it. It sails on you for whatever reason. Like, that's the kind of way he is with a screen pass. Like, he'll hit a 30-yard pass, but then, like, the screen pass, it just floats on him. Like, there's a disconnect there. Now, both answers could be right. Like, well, Don, what do you mean? What are you talking about benching him for when we have to see what he can do? I think both could be right. You could sit him down against the Bears and say, listen, learn, but eventually we're going to have you play and open it up, and you need to learn from this. But I think right now he needs to be challenged, guys. He needs to fear for his job. He seems too cool, too relaxed for a guy that's in the situation he's in.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.